The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bastuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and whenever I interview our radio show's board-certified urologist and male sexual dysfunction and infertility doctor, who is none other than Dr. Martin Bastuba, I get excited, and so does my producer, Mike. So, good morning, Dr. Bastuba, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie, and thank you so much for allowing me to come back.
All right, Dr. Bastuba, you and I were joking before we started our interview because we were talking about testosterone. So my first question for you is pretty simple. What is testosterone, and why is it so important?
It's a great question because it's such an important molecule nowadays. Testosterone is a hormone, and hormones are simply substances that are made in one part of the body that exert an influence on a different part of the body. And so the testosterone as a hormone is made in the testicle, and it has some influence on the testicle itself in terms of sperm production. But then it goes throughout the body and has so many different functions. And I'd like to just go through some of them. Each one of them are so important. It's one of the reasons why it's such an important substance nowadays. It functions with sex drive and sexual performance. It is functional to help with sperm production. It is functional for muscle mass and strength, both males and females. It is functional for fat distribution in our body, bone density, red blood cell production, the thickness of our blood and the quality of our blood. And it also, and I think one of the more important things, is it gives us a sense of well-being.
I had no idea that testosterone was a rock star like you just described. So my next question is, what actually causes low testosterone, and why do so many men have that?
Low testosterone can be caused by many things. And so one of the things I see very often is an association rather than a cause, something called metabolic syndrome. And this is a group of five different risk factors that very much impact men, maybe helping them or playing a part in them having heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. I mean, these are major things. And so the risk factors for this metabolic syndrome include high blood pressure, high blood sugar levels, increased lipids like cholesterol, more fat than is normal around the waist, which us men as we get older is something we fight all the time. And these things together can cause this syndrome that is associated for so many men and can be quite a problem for them. If you're interested, our phone number is 619-286-3520. Our website is www.malefertility.md. And we can help with all these things. Anything that can be done with testosterone, we do, and I have seen it help many men and women over the years.
Obviously, Dr. Bastuba, there's a lot of men and women listening who want to know, how can they increase their testosterone levels naturally?
Yes, and natural is always something that we look for. One thing that I touched on with this metabolic syndrome is increased body fat, which, again, is something that we males, I'm in my late 50s now, and it's something that's a harder fight to fight as we get older. But if we can improve our exercise, trying to keep our weight under control and also our muscle mass up, this is going to help us with what we call the testosterone to estradiol ratio. And a ratio of 10 or more is what is best for men. And that's something that these activities, basically us guys, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. You have to keep active. We want to keep our muscle mass. But the interesting thing about testosterone is it helps us to get to the gym, but once we get to the gym, it also can help us with our lean body mass, actually building bigger muscles while we're doing the exercise. So it's not a panacea, and it has some risks that I'm sure you'll ask me about and I'll be happy to go through, but it can also help us to try to stay younger in the sense of keeping our body mass under control. Now, I would like to touch on, Ronnie, because I'm sure a lot of men are wondering, well, what are some of the symptoms of low testosterone? Some of the symptoms: reduced desire for sex, increased body fat, decreased strength and mass of muscles, fragile bones, decreased body hair, swelling or tenderness of the breast tissues in guys as we start getting a bigger chest, but it's not muscle anymore. Hot flashes, fatigue, depression. I can't tell you how many people are helped with in terms of depression. And there are various studies that show this, that not only does the treatment of low testosterone help to treat depression, but if somebody has depression, very often you will find they have low testosterone. The two oftentimes go hand in hand. So it's another area where you can improve someone's sense of well-being and their overall enjoyment of life.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I'm with board-certified urologist Dr. Martin Bastuba, and he is our radio show's famous urologist who specializes in helping you, men and women, who have low testosterone. My next question, Dr. Bastuba, is obvious. Why do people take testosterone supplements even if they're not approved by the FDA?
Well, this is a really important question, Ronnie, and I want to be very clear. Some of the things I've just been saying may make it sound like, oh my God, Dr. Bastuba is saying that everybody needs to be on testosterone, and that is not my point. Testosterone needs to be used judiciously, and it should absolutely be under the direction of a medical professional who understands its risks and who understands its benefits. Once we know that the testosterone truly is low, then we can start therapy with testosterone if it's appropriate, but it isn't an addictive substance, the same as narcotics, and that's why it has the same type of controls on it as narcotics. And so it's very important that it be overseen by a physician. Now, there's a lot of people who use it outside. You see the bodybuilders that used to get it from various places, some places who are legitimately selling nutritional supplements at the front desk also have a back room that used to do a lot of testosterone sales, and I think probably still do, but it can be gotten off the web in various places, but I highly recommend against that. I can't tell you how many times I've seen tragedies, especially from the fertility standpoint, guys who are on testosterone, trying to have children and not realizing, sometimes actually prescribed by physicians, but not realizing that testosterone downregulates the production of substances in our body that help us to make sperm. And so it can absolutely shut down all sperm production and cause fertility in many people. And so if anyone out there is experiencing some of the symptoms we've talked about, please contact us at 619-286-3520 or on the web at www.malefertility.md. We'd be delighted to help you to diagnose and then appropriately treat what I believe is a big issue for many people and can really help them improve their quality of life when done properly.
All right, Dr. Bastuba, I would love to talk with you for the entirety of my radio show, as would my producer, Mike. So here's what I promise you, San Diego. The next time I bring on Dr. Martin Bastuba, we're going to talk about fertility issues, because guess what? You want to have kids, and Dr. Bastuba is great at helping with that as well. All right, everyone, I've got an incredible show for you today, because I'm also bringing on our board-certified sleeping disorder doctor, Dr. David Sadat, because the bottom line is, I want you to have a better night's sleep. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.